Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Yeah, there's a lot of planning that goes into this. We hit one late last night just in case there's inclement weather. I think one half of the squads will stay at Lucas Oil. The other half will go to their facility. But, they got field space enough to, to accommodate, everybody. And, we've had guys there that advanced guys to help, between the hotel, the Lucas Oil and their facilities. So there's been a lot of planning, yes. I just think it's important to see other people, how they do, the styles of play. They're a playoff team from a year ago. And I know their staff pretty well. They're good guys and look forward to be competitive and yet civil. Well, I think the advantage is you get to see them in practice all week. We didn't get to do that against Miami and won't get to do that against Cincinnati or Cleveland. So, you don't necessarily game plan, but you got a pretty good idea what they're doing because you practice with them all week. Not really. It's always been a juggling act, John, as far as getting guys ready to play, getting them enough playing time so they're ready for the season, but making sure you got enough guys to go into the season with. So, it is a physical game. Injuries are part of it. So, it's the juggling act for every coach in the league, really. But, we'll play a little more extended. What we did in the first game, we'll go a little longer in the second game. We'll go longer yet in the third game, and then it's minimized for that last game. Well, how they perform. We're in a performance-based business, and, we evaluate guys every day in practice. And, it's a little bit, of a loaded curve on a game, game performance. So that's why these preseason games are important for coaches to evaluate and, make sure we do our best to pick the best 53. So that won't change. It won't change now. It won't change once we get into the season. Injuries happen, and, you keep 53 guys because you think they can play. Not really. I think I think I've told you guys many times, they kind of decide that on how they perform. So, you'd probably like it sooner rather than later. But, and those things change. As I mentioned, we went to a Super Bowl and lost six starters, three Pro Bowlers. So, it's next man up. Guys got to step in and get the job done.